So, brethren, do you remember, do you recall, back in the days of grade school or middle school, high school, college, when you would walk into class and the teacher would say something along the lines of, put away your books, put away your pencils, put away your pens, put away your notebooks, and take a seat. I remember those days. I can't say I remember them fondly, but I remember those days because I knew that we were about to have a pop quiz. Pop quiz. Who here remembers the pop quiz? A few people. If you're homeschooled, you might have still had the pop quiz. Yeah, we don't know, but it happened. I remember my stomach would kind of sink and my hands would get a little sweaty, and I'd think to myself, oh, I knew I should have paid more attention, or I knew I should have studied. I knew I should have read those assigned chapters. I knew I should have done that. Well, brethren, I'd like you all to put away your Bibles, put away your notebooks, put away your pens and your pencils. So we're about to take a pop quiz. Today, right here, right now, we're going to observe Passover. You know, we'll bring in the wash basins, we'll bring in the unleavened bread, we'll bring in the wine, and we'll observe Passover. Now, I know what you're saying, besides, wait a minute, this is heresy. But I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, all right, obviously Passover is 7 weeks away. All right, this is not the specified date for Passover. We can't do Passover on this date. This is not the correct time to do Passover. Brethren, that's the entire point of a pop quiz. Right? Pop quiz is designed to find out if we're prepared before the time we think we need to be prepared. So do we think if we have a Passover pop quiz right now, right at this moment, if we observe Passover, do we think we're prepared? And if we're not prepared, then of course, we would obviously have to ask ourselves, why not? Why don't we think so? Now, fortunately, God didn't randomly choose the days that he set aside to observe, you know, things of such importance as Passover. And, of course, he didn't give me some sort of divine knowledge that we should do it today. So we will not be doing Passover today. Don't worry about that. But the question still stands. The question still stands. Would we be ready? If God said, I've decided today is Passover, would we be ready? Would we be ready to take Passover at this very moment? You know, in school, in college, in middle school, you know, high school, we had instructors, we had teachers, and they would, due to the best of their ability, they would allow us to learn. They would teach us the things we would needed to know to pass our tests, to pass the quizzes, to prepare us for the pop quiz. So do we as Christians have instruction on how to prepare? Do we have instruction on how to prepare for Passover? And not only for Passover, but also to prepare for our life dedicated to God, to our Father God, and for following the example of His Son? Well, yes, absolutely. Absolutely, we have those instructions, right? We know that. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to look at a few of those instructions. So if you'd like to, begin with me in 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 2. And we'll read one verse here, verse 15. 2 Timothy 2, verse 14. Verse 15, study to show yourself approved to God, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth. Just like we were required to do so before our tests in grade school and college and middle school and things like that, studying was required. Studying also is required for us. Studying is required for us. To understand our commitment, to understand our commitment to God, our commitment as a follower of Jesus Christ, as a Christian. our method of study should then, therefore, be conducive to us passing our Passover prop quiz, right? If we decide to wait, just like in school, if we decide to wait until the day before, or the week before, or even the month before Passover to begin studying to show ourselves approved, then, we probably have a tough time passing the pop quiz, right? A good question to ask ourselves is, would we be ashamed? Would we be ashamed if God instructed us to show ourselves worthy of Passover right now, this day, this very moment? God expects us to, as Scripture said, rightly handle His Word. To have a firm understanding of Christ's sacrifice and what it means to us, what it means to us, and what it means to the entire world. We're supposed to understand that. Rightly handling the Word of truth requires what? It requires regularly handling the Word of truth. Would our knowledge and our understanding of God's Word and what it means, and Christ's sacrifice and what it means, would our understanding of this live up to what is expected of us in order to show ourselves approved? God decided today was Passover. Would we meet that standard? Would we pass that test? Studying to be a true follower of Jesus Christ is not reserved to just the last few days before Passover. We should be focusing on that renewal of our commitment to God and the Father and of the Son. We should be focusing on that really every single day of the year. Every single day of the year. So, brethren, why? Why should we focus on that the entire year? Why should we just not wait until we get really close to Passover to start studying the scriptures that revolve around Passover and the sacrifice of Christ and what it means for us? Well, brother, I'll give you two reasons. One, not focusing on our commitment to God causes us to lose sight of the importance of that sacrifice made for us. If we're not refreshing our memory of Christ's sacrifice and God's sacrifice for us also, for sacrificing His Son, if we're not focusing on that throughout the entire year, just like anything else, we can lose sight of that importance. And two, if we fail to habitually examine the sacrifice of Christ, what it means, why it was needed, what it does for us, then we can dismiss from mind completely, or at least partially, the standards by which we need to judge ourselves as we come into Passover. If we're not studying the reason behind it, then a lot of times we can just kind of lose our standard of what we need to do. If we let our standards decline, we risk coming into Passover itself unprepared, absolutely unprepared. Or worse, taking the Passover in that unworthy manner. Turn with me, please, to 1 Corinthians 11. 1 Corinthians 11. And verse 27. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 27. Therefore, whoever eats of this bread and drinks of this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. So coming into Passover without taking the time to properly prepare, neglecting our studies can set us up to be ashamed of our own actions going into Passover, or ashamed of our lack of actions, really, to be more exact. If we feel that we don't need to prepare yet, that Passover is still a ways away, like we don't really need to prepare that hard because, we know there's not going to be a Passover pop quiz, right? We know when it's coming. We could find ourselves coming into Passover and having, one or two nights to to cram, you know, that cram session before the big test. You know, we don't want to do that. We don't want to come into Passover and have one night or two nights or 1 week to cram the importance of Passover, you know, into our minds before we go into Passover. You know, neglecting to study what Passover represents, not taking the time to fully prepare so spiritually for Passover until Passover arrives, can put us in danger of taking Passover in that unworthy manner. If we wait until the last minute to prepare, we will not be ready. We will absolutely not be ready. There's no way. Because of the extreme importance to our calling, we should prepare for Passover as if it could come at any single moment. It's that important. Just like a pop quiz. We should be prepared. So then, brethren, how do we prepare? How do we prepare for Passover? Or how do we stay prepared for Passover? Well, we'll continue on in 1 Corinthians 11. We'll come down to the next verse, verse 28. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 28. Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Well, that's pretty clear, right? To take Passover in a worthy manner, we begin by examining ourselves. By examining ourselves today, not waiting until tomorrow, not waiting until next week, not waiting until the night before Passover. But we examine ourselves, examine our knowledge and understanding of God's Word, examine our understanding of Jesus Christ and what His sacrifice really means for us. If we do that, then we'll come into Passover in the right mindset. We'll come into Passover confident of where we stand as a Christian at that moment. Only by studying the significance of Passover can we learn the standards by which to examine ourselves prior to Passover. And only through this examination of self can we eat of that bread and drink of that cup in that worthy manner. 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5, if you'd like to turn there, 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5, gives us a little better grasp of what it means to examine ourselves. So we'll look at this one scripture here, 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5. Examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves, or do you not realize this about yourselves, that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you fail to meet the test. To examine ourselves is to test ourselves, to give ourselves that pop quiz every single day. And if we find we're failing our pop quiz, then what do we do? What do we do in school? We hit the books harder, right? We hit the books harder. As we move closer to Passover, we'll naturally begin to turning our studies towards the sacrifice of Christ, towards the instructions in God's Word on how we're supposed to live our lives, how we're supposed to follow Christ's example. And we'll also reassess the price of our calling. And of course, rightly so. We absolutely should as we come into Passover. Studying to be a proper Christian and what it took to give us that understanding is critical. It's absolutely critical. But brethren, this type of study is critical every single day of our life, not just the day of the week leading into Passover. So as we draw closer to Passover, let's make sure we're examining ourselves now. Let's make sure we're preparing to take the Passover in a worthy manner now. Let's make sure we're studying to show ourselves approved now. Thankfully, as we stated, God's holy days are on a set schedule, and we know that Passover is about 7 weeks away. However, we never really know when God may decide to test us, may decide to test our faith, or test our commitment to Him, to give us a trial. We never know when that could happen. So therefore, we should be spiritually preparing ourselves for that test. We should be spiritually preparing ourselves to eat of that bread and to drink of that cup at any given moment. We should always be studying for that Passover top quiz.